It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jeff Dickerson, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. And joining us now, one of the newest members of the Basketball Hall of Fame, Coach Rudy Tomjanovich. Thanks so much for making time for us, Coach.
Really good to be with you, Sarah.
I'm curious what you remember. I was looking back at some of the many accomplishments from your career, and I had completely forgotten that that 95 Rockets team had been a sixth seed, which is so rare in the NBA to come from those lower seeds and win a title. What do you remember about that team and convincing them they could come from sort of behind there and win it all?
Yeah, well, what happened is that we, after our first championship, we sort of turned sour as a team. And I wanted to give that team the opportunity to defend a championship, but we were not playing like champions. And we felt we needed to do something. We didn't know exactly what. And then we heard that Clyde Drexler was available, and we thought that would be a great move for us. And so we bring in Clyde, and he does a fantastic job. But Akeem and Maxwell get hurt, or they get sick. I guess they had bleeding from inflammatory medicine, and we drop all the way into standings, but the staff and I felt that we could be a better team, but, the guys on our team didn't have the same roles because Clyde could cover several positions, and some of the guys weren't happy about it, and we just kept, preaching and preaching, and finally when we got everybody healthy and we won that first round, everybody started to believe it.
Well, Rudy, congratulations. The Hall of Fame is an incredible accomplishment. How did you get the news, and who have you heard from since you got the news?
Well, I heard from the president, John DeLeva, and he's a guy who has called me in the past, so I've been through that phone call before and didn't get the exact response that I wanted. So I was, there was some suspense, and I was hanging on every single word, and very, very relieved when he says, "You're in." And he was really nice about it. I feel for him because he didn't like making those calls to guys who didn't get the vote.
Yeah, much easier to call someone who's headed in. We're talking to Rudy Tomjanovich, Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2020. Rudy, you coached Kobe Bryant. You coached against Kobe Bryant. What's it like to go in to the same class as him, particularly considering his very early passing?
It's the only sad thing about this whole event. I got the opportunity to coach him, and he is a rare, unique, elite player with such a big heart and driven, just amazing, and intelligent, strong, athletic, just hate to see the guy go. And then, of course, I also got to coach Kevin Garnett in the 2000 Olympics Sydney.
Yeah.
And he was a big part of that team, and not only a great player, a very good leader. And then Tim Duncan, being in with the Rockets, that was our biggest rivalry right there. And I always remember the first time I saw Tim Duncan just catch the ball. I watched him catch the ball, and I got an upset stomach because I watched how at ease he was with it and how he looked for the defense. And I said, "This guy, I already know he knows how to play the game." And he was a thorn in our side for many years.
We talked
and happy
about
for him, too.
No doubt. We talked about Garnett, Coach, earlier in the show. And, I mean, what kind of, sort of a pioneer he was in that, he made the leap from high school to the NBA, and he was such a big guy, but so skilled and could do virtually everything on the basketball floor, right?
You're absolutely right, and he could change the game at the defensive end, and he wasn't the center. You know, sometimes centers had that effect. He was out there on the floor, and you could run a pick and roll with his man setting a pick, and he'd come out there with those long arms and that reach, and, you know, it would take an aggressive play and completely nullify it.
Yeah, I mean, any of these guys and some of the women, obviously, Tamika Catchings in her first try making the class. It's an incredible year to go in, Coach. I know any year would have been a joy for you. But I'm curious, I was reading a story, a great story in the Houston Chronicle about you making it in. And one of the things that you mentioned was that even in the years that you didn't get the call you were hoping for, you still heard from so many people and there was a joy in that. Have you heard from people this year that are now on the happy side of giving you a call?
Oh, unbelievable. From coaches, you know, I've got to just thank Coach Pop. He stood up and spoke up for me. Jeff Van Gundy's been doing it for years. Spolstra, Mike D'Antoni, so many people. That was great. Good to hear from some of my players, and then ex-teammates. Had a good call from Rick Barry, Sam Cassell. Saw the tweet by Mario Alley. It was just wonderful.
Well, Rudy, you accomplished so much as a player, as a coach. Do you have a favorite memory from your basketball career? Is there one thing that sticks out above the rest for you?
Well, I will tell you one that I don't tell a whole bunch of people, and it's really not on the floor, and it has to do with Springfield. I was still coach. I was in L.A., and I get a call from my assistant coach, my old assistant coach, Carol Dawson, and he says, Rudy, Akeem is ready to go out and get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Here is the number where he's at. Give him a call right now. And the timing was perfect. I got to talk to him. Akeem was so, so grateful to me. And you know, I didn't know how he was going to feel because he had been traded late in his career. And I was so touched by how he spoke to me that I couldn't get out of the seat. I had to sit there about 15 minutes. Just feeling the emotion and feeling the bond that we had, you know, with that common goal of winning a championship.
It's remarkable how many different, really remarkable players you have coached and touched with in your career. Is there one guy that you most either enjoyed coaching, they were just one of those guys that's a joy to coach, or maybe felt the most pride in being able to get the most out of?
Well, I love them all. It's like your kids. Same thing with the championships. You know, how could you say this one is better? It's something that you love them for different things. But the guy that I really enjoyed is because I would do my own breaking down of the players because I was coming from being an assistant coach. And I had a list of guys the way that the scouting service that all the teams get. I got a list of those guys for point guards. And Sam Cassell was on that list, but he was about the fourth or fifth point guard on that list. So I went and I watched the tape on Sam, and I really liked what I saw. So then I started watching the guys that were rated higher than him. And every time I watched somebody else, I said, I want to watch another one of Sam. And I watched the whole season of Sam. I knew everything about him. And then when I met him, I knew he was a no-nonsense guy. And I said, you know, this is the kind of guy I want in the foxhole with me. And, you know, and a guy that could come off the bench and have the kind of game that just, you could put him in any situation and he could pull it off. And, you know, he made one of the biggest shots in Rocket history in that Knicks series at the top of the key with a great pass from Akeem. And so I loved when I loved all those guys, but when I got to go to the bench and get Sam in the game, it got me going pretty good.
that's a great story. I wouldn't have guessed Sam Cassell, but I mean, hey, you never know. Rudy, what was it? What was the key to coaching, being such a successful coach and having superstar players playing together like Akeem and Clyde? How are you able to manage that as a coach?
Well, just mentioning those two great players, and they are two phenomenal guys. They loved each other, and they, came up with University of Houston. In fact, I don't think we would have made a trade for anybody else except for Clyde, because to make a trade in the middle of the season, and we were going so much to Akeem, and that was the reason we wanted to do so. We had to take the workload off of Akeem, because these teams were just pounding the heck out of them. That first championship series with New York was just a slugfest. The rules were different. They were tag teaming on him, and they had I think seven guys that could play him. I know they just kept coming, that we had to find a way to generate offense from another guy, and we thought Clyde was the right guy. And he responded in a big way.
Well, it's amazing and wonderful to get to join him in the Hall of Fame, along with many other of the guys that you got a chance to coach. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much. It's great being with you guys.